The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is November 3, 2014, and this is Presidential Release number 433. It's almost Election Day. We have Veterans Day coming up and, of course, Thanksgiving. So happy early Thanksgiving and Veterans Day, and hopefully everybody's going out to vote. In Maryland, we had a success with the National Federation of the Blind a couple of months ago in a court case we brought permitting blind people to have access to voting, absentee voting, in an accessible form. And it really does work. I voted the other day absentee myself using an accessible online ballot marking tool, was able to complete the ballot completely independently and print it and sign it and send it in. So we continue to work on expanding voting accessibility for the blind in new ways because of the work of the National Federation of the Blind. And we do want to know about the voting experience of blind people across the country. We run a Help America Vote Act project on behalf of the government, a protection and advocacy grant. Lou Ann Blake is in charge of our Help America Vote Act effort here at the Jernigan Institute. And you can contact her at our main number, 410-659-9314, extension 2221. To share your voting experiences. We do have, with the midterm elections, a couple of online surveys we're asking people to take about your voting experience, accessibility in voting. They have very complicated web addresses, so I won't share them with you here on the release, but you can find information on the listservs. It has been distributed today. And if you have questions about that, please contact Lou Ann Blake. We provide leadership to the nation in accessible voting, and we need to make sure that our voice is heard as the future of voting and innovations in voting are discussed. Once we get past voting, we're going to be thinking about the holiday season and the Christmas season and our partnership with Santa Claus. That's right. It is again time to work on our Braille Letter from Santa Claus project, a partnership between the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute and our good friend from the North Pole. We need to encourage young people and parents to sign up at nfb.org to receive their Braille Letter from Santa Claus, a very long-standing partnership that we have with the North Pole. Starting on November 17th, people can visit nfb.org and sign up to get a Braille letter from Santa Claus. Now, this is not people sending letters to Santa Claus, although many people do. This is a program to facilitate young blind children getting Braille letters from Santa Claus. And what happens when you sign up at nfb.org, beginning on November 17th, and you can sign up all the way until December 19th, you know, the Santa Claus and his elves need a little time there right before the Christmas holiday to finish things up. So you have until December 19th. And when you sign up at nfb.org, you will receive a Braille letter, activity and coloring pages, and a recipe, all in Braille. Let's get out there and promote this wonderful Braille literacy tool that we have created with our partner from the North Pole. Reach out to blind children and families and promote the season of giving here at the end of the year. On October 8th, we had a press release announcing our settlement with the U.S. Department of Education over access to student loan information. This is a great victory. Our agreement makes sure that student loan information will be accessible to blind Americans. It commits the Department of Education as well as the student loan servicers that it works with to provide access to websites that are accessible, forms, documents, related student information reports, and it also directs that the department provide materials in accessible format, Braille, large print, and that sort of thing. So this is a great victory for us. All students now can have access to accessibility of their student loan information. Congratulations, you now can know with certainty how much you owe the government and apply also for support from the government. Of course, as we work on accessibility and student loans, we should not forget that the National Federation of the Blind has a very robust scholarship program, and the scholarship applications for our 2015 scholarships are now available. Our chairwoman, Patty Chang, wants you to know that the scholarships are available at nfb.org/scholarships, and the deadline, as usual, will be March 31st. Don't wait till the last second to get your scholarship application in. You can do it now, you can do it early, and have it done so you're not racing for the deadline. I'd encourage all members of the Federation to promote the scholarship program. It is a robust program. We give away 30 scholarships, and in addition to the scholarship, as you know, it provides an opportunity for finalists to attend our national convention, which in 2015 will be our 75th anniversary convention. Our scholarship program is one of the more important programs that we offer to students, and it's a great opportunity to do outreach to blind students in our affiliates to get them to have awareness of the Federation and what we do. If you have questions, you can email them to Patty Chang by sending an email to scholarships@nfb.org. So find the scholarship information online and let's get those applications in. Coming up soon will be our 2015 Washington Seminar. It's only a couple months away now, and here is Diane McGeorge with some information about the 2015 Washington Seminar.
Well, I've been asked to talk about the Washington Seminar, the 2015 Washington Seminar. So let's start with the Great Gathering In meeting, which nobody wants to miss. And that will be on Monday night, January 26th. This recording is a reminder about making your hotel reservations for the 2015 Washington Seminar. The deadline with the hotel is December 19, 2014. Please get your reservations in, as I always say, ASAP, as soon as possible. Room rates are $180 per night with 14.5% tax, and that will cover singles, doubles, triples, or quads. So it doesn't matter. The price is the same. Do not call the hotel for reservations. I submit all reservations for the seminar. You may make your reservations by emailing Lisa Bonderson. Her address is lbonderson@cocenter.org. And then you also may call if you want to by calling the Colorado Center, 303-778-1130, and entering extension 219. We will confirm your reservation either by email or telephone, so please be sure to give your telephone number and your preferred email address. Following is the information I will need to make your reservation: your date of arrival and departure, if you have roommates, first and last names of each person who will be sharing your room, their arrival and departure dates. Be sure to spell their name. The hotel has undergone renovation of all the sleeping rooms, And now each room will have two queen beds or one king bed. There is not room for a rollaway bed in the queens. So please indicate if you are in need of an accessible room. Refrigerators are standard to all guest rooms at no additional charge. The hotel no longer has smoking rooms, so they are all non-smoking. Per the hotel contract, individual cancellation must be made 72 hours prior to date of arrival to avoid paying one night's charge. And that would include the charge plus the tax. You don't want to get into that cancellation charge. You must get in touch with Lisa Bonderson or me to make changes to your reservation as soon as possible to avoid such a charge. The street address of the hotel, the Holiday Inn Capital, is 550 C Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C. Please make your request for meeting room space as soon as you can, as these rooms fill up very quickly. Please notify us prior to December 10, giving us the name of your meeting, the number of people you expect in attendance, and the type of room setup you wish to have. We would like to have representation from every state, so please encourage your members to attend. This is your opportunity to truly help blind people live the life we want.
Thank you very much, Diane. I encourage everybody to get your reservations in and make your plans to be with us at the Great Gathering Inn on January 26th. It's going to be a great time and a great opportunity for us to advocate on Capitol Hill. It's always a high-energy experience, and I encourage you to come if you have never been. Before we get through the end of the year and to our Washington seminar, we have an exciting auction, an online auction, coming up later this month. So here to talk about that from our staff is Raquel Minuel.
Hi, Raquel Minuel here. Many of you may remember me from the exhibit hall's information table at National Convention. Well, when I'm not losing my voice at conventions, I work as the assistant to the executive director at the Jernigan Institute, Anil Lewis. Right now, we are ramping up for our second annual online auction, the Bid for Equality. It has been my pleasure working with Michelle Chacone on the Bid for Equality. While Michelle is busy rallying the troops and inspiring them to donate primo packages, I am here at the National Center doing all the back-end work, which means I have super secret insider knowledge into some of what I know will be our most sought after offerings. Some of our rockstar items this year include vacation packages to Colorado, Philadelphia, and Atlanta, but you guys are going to have to try and outbid me if you want that one. Please consider pre-registering for our auction at www.biddingforgood.com/bid-for-equality. Pre-registering will allow you to preview our exciting donation items and even add items to your cart, ensuring you are ready to bid as soon as the auction goes live on Black Friday, November 28th at 8 a.m. Some items will close on Giving Tuesday, December 2nd, while others will remain open for bidding until December 4th. We appreciate your support, and the future is in your bid.
Thank you, Raquel. I encourage everybody to check out the Bid for Equality online and also check out our Giving Tuesday activities that will be happening on December 2nd. We'll be trying to bring focus and attention to the work of the National Federation of the Blind by promoting our work in social media and in the local community. We'll be trying to get 750 donations to the National Federation of the Blind on that day. We've been participating in the Giving Tuesday events, which are the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. We have Black Friday, of course, and Cyber Monday. And for the last, I think this is the third year, we've had Giving Tuesday. And we want the National Federation of the Blind to be known and recognized as part of that. I do have some other notes from around the Federation. We do have a number of new affiliate presidents as the fall convention season goes forward, and we still have a whole bunch of conventions coming up. So the leadership in the Federation continues to transition and grow. We find new opportunities to bring up new leaders in our organization. And so I encourage everybody to get to know our new affiliate presidents, our new leaders across the country, and be part of the team to help build the National Federation of the Blind. I do want to let you know that last month, Dr. Fred Schroeder, who has served in the leadership of the Federation for many years, most recently as our first vice president for a number of years, sent a letter of resignation. Fred had to resign from the board for personal reasons, and the board accepted that resignation last month. Fred has been a leader in the Federation for a long time. He has great faith in our organization and in what we do, and he will continue to be a strong, committed member of the National Federation of the Blind. I thought you would all want to know that for personal reasons, he did resign from the board of directors, but he has not left the Federation. He will still be a marcher with us and still will be part of the effort to build opportunities for blind people across the country. I appreciate all the work that Fred has done over these many years for the Federation, and I look forward to the work that he will continue to do to build our organization. We have some sad news to share from across the Federation family. On October 30th, Johnny Slayton, who was president of our Tallahassee chapter and a board member of the National Federation of the Blind of Florida, suddenly passed away, and she will be missed in our Federation family in Florida. And so you should keep Johnny and her family and her chapter in your thoughts and prayers. Also, Tammy Helm, who many of you know works on our logistics team here at the national office, is on the front line when we have people come here. Her father also passed away on that same day, so you may keep her family in your thoughts and prayers. We are almost all the way through our 75 days of action leading up to the kickoff of our 75th anniversary. And it has been a truly inspiring time to see the grassroots activity of the Federation, the energy around building our organization. In the last month, I've had the opportunity to be in Nebraska and in Iowa and in Delaware to see firsthand some of the chapter building that is going on. I was at an event in Omaha before the state convention where we invited members of the community and blind people to come learn about the Federation. We invited some people back to the Federation who had not been actively participating in some time. And someone said to me, well, you know, what would you say to someone like me that has not been around in a while? And I said, there is only one thing to say, which is welcome back. That's part of what we're trying to do in our 75 days of action, is remind people that the Federation is still here and you are still welcome to come help us build the kind of future we want to have together. There is a lot of great chapter building across the country that has been very inspiring. And on our 76th day, on November 16th, when we kick off the 75th anniversary of the National Federation of the Blind, the building will not be done. So I need everybody to be continuing to think about how we find new ways, new tools, new information sharing to build the organization and to make our 75th year one of the most dynamic that we have experienced. Before we get there, though, we do have a number of conventions yet to come. This weekend is a very busy time for conventions. I'm headed to Texas myself, and there's a number of conventions across the country, and we have our Maryland convention, which will culminate in the kickoff of our 75th year on November 16th. So I hope some of you will think about coming to be there with us. Please send your ideas about how we can continue to build the organization and share what has been most helpful to you in our 75 days of action so we can package that in new ways to make sure that the learning from our 75 days of action goes forward. One of the things we have going on this month here at the Jernigan Institute is our NFB STEM to You program. It's going to happen this weekend. This is the work we're doing with science museums. We trained some of the young people, we call them apprentices, who are going to be the student leaders in our STEM to You program. And so here to close out this month's presidential release are some jokes from our STEM to You apprentices. I hope everybody has a great November and a happy Thanksgiving to all of my Federation family.
Hi, I'm Harley Fetterman from the state of Texas. A neutron walks into a bar, orders some drinks, and when he asks the bartender what his charge is, the bartender says, "For you, no charge."
Hi, I'm Gregory Dodge, and I'm from the great state of Louisiana, sportsman paradise. So, a guy walks into a bar, the bartender asks, "What do you want to drink?" "I want H2O. Another guy's like, "Okay, since you're going to be smart, I'm going to do the same thing. I want H2O too." He died.
This is Precious. What did the ocean say to the sand?
What?
Nothing. It just waved.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.